I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
6:09, 9 minutes after 6 a.m., signing on the air again for Friday, March the 2nd, 2018, our fourth anniversary. 4 years here at CBS FM.
Been an eventful 4 years.
Look at all the things that have gone on.
I'll say.
Got President Donald Trump in there.
Mm-hmm.
You have many other goofy things have happened over the past 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing is we're still here.
Yeah, that's amazing. Pretty
goofy. I'm particularly grateful for that. Me too.
Yeah, good. You've already had phones that were blowing up already this morning because a lot of people didn't really realize when we had that history of New York radio, that little audio clip that we play
mm-hmm.
on our anniversary days.
Yeah.
And people, what the hell, what are they doing? You know, some people who have grown up in this city with all those great radio stations and great radio personalities, they hear that going all the way back to the, you know, the Alan Freed days.
Yeah, and Wins when that was music.
You really didn't have to be there to know about that because you've heard it, you know, the history of rock and roll radio in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, I don't make any bones about it. I didn't grow up on the East Coast, but I knew about WABC and the old Alan Freed show and all that. So, and I said, well, I'm sure it would be cool to be there one day, but I don't know how that would ever happen to me. I'm stuck here in Indiana.
I know. I mean, I worked around the country, too. And that idea, for me, this was coming home. But still, it's like, how do you crack that door and that ceiling?
And there was,
especially in those days.
Well, we call this the Duh What Show.
Because
right there on the beginning of the of my farewell at the PLJ.
Well, your farewell, most people in the room didn't realize you were leaving that day.
No,
apparently not.
Just pretty much you.
They knew I was getting weaseled out, but
they didn't know when.
Yeah. So, and then Bill Evans was over at Channel 7, like, you know, like we have John here. And when I said that.
Doing the weather.
Oh, another sunny day.
Duh what?
That's the duh part.
That's what you heard during that little clip there. Special thanks to everyone who took time to send us a little congratulation this morning.
Boy, we have pages of them. It's really so sweet.
Katie Blischartz says, so happy that Scott and Patty made the move. I listened to him faithfully at the old station, PLJ. And when Scott left, I moved over to CBS FM. And then one morning, he opened his first show up on CBS. I can't believe it. He followed me there. I was so happy I cried. I still listen every morning from work from 6 to 10.
Wow. That's
congratulations.
Really,
thank you, Katie. So nice of you. And this weird to see all the different. It's nice to see all the different stories. It said, "I've been tuned in since I was in my teens. I've followed you guys around. I'm still here. Going to be 56 years old."
Wow,
isn't that nice?
And that's amazing.
Yeah, it's nice. Good to have, and good to have this guy with the Storm Center update. Please welcome Mr. John Elliott.
Hey, I'm just glad I made the song. That was very exciting. Here's the deal. We've got light rain being reported in the park and at the airports. But I tell you, out on the island, it's pouring, and it has changed over. You've got bands of heavy snow, Dutchess, Putnam, over into Sullivan, Ulster. So we could see 6 to 12 there. You have winter storm warnings north and west of the city. Temperatures almost, you know, academic. It's 37 now. Wind chills are already in the 20s. It's going to be cold this afternoon. Don't forget that high wind warning. Winds could gust over 60 in the city, over 70 out on the island, causing all kinds of problems. Times of high tide, flooding likely today and tomorrow. But by tomorrow, we see the sun, still windy, but it's not nearly as wet. And Sunday looks great, mostly sunny and 46. Pretty nice days Monday and Tuesday. It is going to be a very challenging day today. Winds are already gusting to 30 miles an hour in the city. That number could double into the afternoon.
Wow. And what about your flight out on your vacation?
Well, I was checking with Storm Watch Center traffic affiliate Sue Aller, and she was saying that that the flights are leaving on time.
Yes,
they've already
leaving.
Canceled a lot. But what they're our Chris Van Cleve is our transportation guy in the network. They're kind of thinning their herd. They're selectively canceling. Some of that is based on where the plane is. My plane comes in from Mexico, Ola, so it's coming in. So it's just a matter of what are the conditions at 4 to 6 this afternoon.
4 to 6, is that when you're going to be?
Yeah, because it's
about?
Scheduled to leave at 5, you know. If it's a delay, it's one thing. But they are canceling flights, so people have to. Oh, and by the way, not to jump around, a lot of schools closed as well. So I know that's a headache for a lot of parents.
So you are headed. Now, see, you have an international flight because you're going to South America for your big vacation.
Right. And I don't know if that changes the calculus on whether or not the plane goes.
I think it does. I think international flights get the priority.
They do. They get the thumbs up first.
That's what I think.
I don't know if it's the thumbs up or it's just they hate to cancel them because it's more of a headache if they do.
Yeah.
And you have to go down. Do you have to go through weather on the way down there, do you think?
I hope over.
Yeah.
Oh, over.
I like
no
that.
Kidding.
Our
above
fourth anniversary blast off coming up this morning at 8 a.m., and we will have John do that if he's available. He'll kick off the weekend for us as his final task as our weather weasel. Mm. Right now, Patty jumps
for today.
In.
Yeah.
His final task as our weather weasel for
We're
today.
We're laughing about that. We played, maybe we'll do that at 8 o'clock this morning. We played the famous Bill Evans comment. About when
the brilliant response to your departure.
He didn't know that I was getting ready to retire from PLJ. So when I announced it, he went,
Duh, what?
Who goes duh first? I don't know.
Very good.
Duh, what?
Yeah. Patty's in Daily Dirt Entertainment Update. We've got Oscars coming up on Sunday night.
Yeah, and this is wacky. After the disaster at last year's Oscars, when Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway announced the wrong winner for Best Picture, insiders have told TMZ that the Academy feels the best way to make sure the proper folks accept the award for Best Picture this year is to bring that pair back. Warren Beatty, Faye Dunaway will do the honors again, they say.
I got no problem with that. Give them, you know, forgive and forget.
Get a chance. Word is they showed up at the Dolby Theater and rehearsed the big moment yesterday. Folks say they shuffled on stage. I don't know why they use that word, shuffled, very quickly to run through their lines twice. Ms. Dunaway began by saying, presenting is better the second time around. Beatty followed up with, the winner is gone with the wind.
No.
Okay. John, you should be right in there. See?
That is funny.
I knew it. Some people think that Three Billboards is going to take the Best Picture. Some people think Shape of Water.
Yeah.
Well, Shape of Water had the most nominations. That doesn't always mean, though, that they win.
But they've also...
There's a lot of juice now behind Shape of Water, though, Patty. That's what I'm hearing.
Yep. You look back at all these other awards, and they've taken so many awards already.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the whatever they call those... Golden Globes,
the SAG Awards.
It'll be fun to watch.
And then we had someone say that Get Out is the dark horse.
Yeah, I'm betting on that one.
Oh, well.
Remember years ago, O.J. Simpson did an interview with Fox in which he apparently spoke about the murders of his wife, Nicole, and her friend, Ron Goldman. Due to pressure, Fox never ran it, but now they're going to. In it, O.J. spoke hypothetically about how the murders might have come down. He spoke in the third person, they say, but then lapsed into first person, making it sound almost like a confession. He also said that there was an accomplice. In third person, he says, O.J. went to her house the evening of June 12th to scare the S out of her. He took the Bronco with his friend, brought a knife, wore a hat and gloves for drama. He then says he looked in the window, saw burning candles, and thought she was expecting a date. Just then, Ron, a waiter from a nearby restaurant where she'd left a pair of sunglasses, showed up. He started screaming. She came out. At that point, he says he blacked out, came to, covered in blood. It's all hypothetical, though. Special airs Sunday, March 11th. And as you know, Kelly and Ryan won't talk about Ryan's sex harassment mess on Live, but his TV partner Kelly spoke yesterday about what kind of a guy he is.
All right. Okay. I'm waiting for Patty to say, "Your happiness wrapped in chocolate."
You want me to say that to you?
No, I
she's
don't.
Never going to say that to you,
not
Scott.
Not really.
Never.
Big shout out to Jerry Limbo, our friend from New Jersey.
We love Jerry.
Jerry!
Congratulations to Scott and Patty and Sue and Brad Blanks and John and Kermit the Wonder Frog and Louie Louie 4 years. I got a nice note from Natalie Conte. He says, at first it was like, oh, no, not him again. But now I wouldn't want to start my day without hearing the Big Show.
Not him again.
Not that guy again. Congratulations. Great job. Juliet Kilo, thank you. Never forget how much joy your morning program brings to people. Those early morning call times are worth it. Happy anniversary. Brian Britton heard the opening of the show this morning. What an excellent open. Talk about radio history. Happy anniversary. And a couple of other people requested that we play that again, so we'll get it on in a few minutes right before the blast off. And there's Gina that said, I was home, unemployed, flipping around stations. I was lost when Scott left PLJ. Then I heard his voice. I screamed, wait a minute, he's not retired. What's going on here?
Now I can do anything. He's back.
I was thrilled that March morning. I've been listening to the Big Show ever since. Thank you so much. And there's like stacks of wonderful calls. Roger Smith, we love you guys. Best part of my day. Listen every day starting at 6 a.m. Thank you. Marianne Suma. You're the best. Thank you. Everybody. Everybody who listens.
Right. Well, and even those who don't, thank you for thinking about listening.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I was a DJ. I ran a show by myself for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I started mornings,
right,
it's so much fun to have like a family around you.
Yeah, people who respond to you.
And I first started doing that when I was in Tampa, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed it so much that that's the only way I work now. I like to have people around me, and then we share the fun together, and everybody's got a different personality, and you know.
I would love to hear you just be a DJ again, though. I think that would be so cool.
Yeah, you got to fill in for Dan one day.
Nobody fills in for Dan. What are you, nuts?
Opposite day.
All right, we'll do the original CBS show open in a second. And then, and then our wonderful John Elliott will lead us into the weekend blast off spectacular. This is CBS FM.
Radio.com.
Fourth anniversary spectacular.
Wow.
Thank you for being with us today. John, thank you for being on the team. I appreciate it.
I'm happy to be here.
It's so nice to have you. And thank you, Brad Blanks, for being a part of our operation.
Hey, Scott. How are you, mate? Well done. Congratulations. What a thrilling 4 years of... It's like a bonus of life, isn't it?
Isn't it? Exactly.
You know, it's funny because I sent Joe a little text this morning, and I called him to say thank you to Joe Nolan for his contributions to the show. He now works in another place.
Mm-hmm.
But we remember him because he was such a big part of the show.
I went to his birthday party last week. I got a flat tire on the way there and another one on the way home.
Of course. Of course you did.
But you weren't driving.
But
were you?
I wasn't. My husband.
We got to get her a tank.
Earlier this morning, we talked to a lady named Cheryl, who's a P1 listener. She told us a story about her and her husband now, Dennis, back when they were... engaged to be married, and I was working at another station.
Somewhere, right?
I was working at the first one of my three engagements here in New York, and she won this contest, the 9-2-5, because we gave away you qualify at 9, 2, and 5, and she won a trip to Jamaica in 1991. It was her honeymoon. They went on their honeymoon.
You sent them on their honeymoon.
Yeah. She was great. Now they're still together.
You've married people before, Scott. You've conducted marriages.
After 27 years, they're still together. Kind of cool.
Making dreams come true.
Brad, we wanted to talk to you and give you a chance to pick a Best Picture winner for the Academy Awards, the 90th Academy Awards Sunday night. And you know what's so weird? When people went to see The Post... Everybody was talking about it like it was going to win.
I love The Post.
Now there's no buzz about it at all.
I know.
Isn't that funny?
I want three billboards to win it because I think it's got everything sort of. It probably would normally be an Oscar-winning movie in a weaker field, but it's very strong this year. And Shape of Water, you know, this one will probably win. People love nothing more than a romance story about a giant scaly fish man.
Well, what about that whole plagiarism thing against it? Do you think that's going to hurt it?
No, I don't. I think the voting would have been done. I reckon people would have had their minds made up.
So Brad's taken the shape of water for best actor. Who you going for? We know it's not going to be Denzel.
Yeah, no, it's always the guy that puts on a lot of weight and puts on makeup and looks a bit dodgy and talks with a funny voice. So it's got to be Gary Oldman for Winston Churchill.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think you're right too.
Hey, Scott, I know you're a baseball fan. I just got to tell you something that just happened to me, and I know. Who's your number one player, the number one hitter that you love watching?
Number one hitter?
Yeah, for you, that you love seeing hit the ball out of the ground.
I like Judge.
You like Judge, but if it was another team, like on the Nationals? Bryce Harper.
Right, yeah, I like Bryce. I think he's cool. I like the way he acts, although some people think he's too cocky.
So, well, I was in the clubhouse then of the Washington Nationals, and I'm making my little documentary here on spring training. And I went up to a guy, Harper's written above his thing, and I went up, oh, Bryce Harper, how are you, mate? And I start my interview, and it's Bryce Harper's brother, Brian.
Well, that's kind of dumb.
You went all the way to Florida for Brian Harper.
I got Brian Harper. Ladies and gentlemen, I got Brian Harper in here.
Who?
Oh, my goodness. The whole clubhouse, the whole Washington.
Nope.
Oh. He's gone. You know what? I got to tell you something. My daughter, who lives there, and now she's a Nationals fan, she sent me an article that they wrote in the paper that says Bryce Harper's become best friends with, guess who? Kevin Long. You know who he is?
Well,
he's the hitting coach.
All right.
Whoa. Yeah. He's the new hitting coach that came from New York.
Oh.
And they say that he's changed Bryce Harper completely.
Maybe he'll tell
him. If you want some redemption, Scott, I did move from Brian Harper, and then I got Bryce.
So you did find him. So now you know the difference, right?
Yeah, I see. I do, and I told Bryce. I said, "Your brother Brian's been having romantic interludes with a lot of women around the world, telling them that they're you." And he said, "Oh, lucky." He goes, "That's my brother, lucky guy."
Well, Bryce is the one with the real Nationals hat, not the one you buy at the concession stand. Awesome. You didn't pick your best actress yet. It's got to be Frances McDormand, right?
Yeah, it's got to be. It's got to be. But look, I love Saoirse Ronan. I love that Lady Bird. I loved her playing.
But you can only take one. Which is it?
No. Well, geez, you're tough today. Yes, sir, I'm going to go for Frances McDormand.
All right. So you got three picks. Good luck.
Yeah, thanks, mate. This is awesome. Well done, mate.
See you, buddy.
Four years. I'll see you Monday morning. Yankees magic.
Brad Blanks live from Yankee spring training camp. It's CBS Shannon in the Morning 4th anniversary special.
This is the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
CBS FM, Scott and Patty, the rest of the crew, celebrating our 4th anniversary here at 101.1 FM. And over the course of the morning, people have been calling and sharing memories from days gone by. And I believe Teresa has a story. Is that correct?
Yes, I do. I think it's a lovely one that you'd love to hear.
Shoot.
Early 90s, when you worked for Z100, you used to have St. Patty's Day at Tavern on the Green.
Oh, boy.
You had chosen me to do an apple bobbing contest, and I won Prince tickets. It turns out anyone who won Prince tickets qualified to win his guitar, and lo and behold, I won it. I was offered money that night from Ron Delsner and Chris Rock. I didn't take it. I wanted the guitar. And a few months later, my husband and I found out we couldn't have children without the use of fertility drugs.
I thought you were going to say a guitar.
No. And back then, the insurance companies didn't pay for it. So we sent the guitar to Christie's, and they sold it in London, and my daughter just turned 24.
Oh, my God, I love that story. Oh, you
and
gave her child,
in the US
Scott.
Army.
Wow.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
At Fort Hood.
That's so great.
Well, that's a crazy place in Texas, that Fort Hood.
I know.
Wow. I bet you have a beautiful, wonderful daughter, and thank you for the story. What's your name?
Teresa Reeds.
All right, Teresa, congratulations on a wonderful story.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Happy anniversary, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
How about that?
Isn't that a great story? I love that.
You know what's so weird about...
You sort of have another daughter.
The last two... I'm sure her husband would appreciate that. The last two stories that we've heard both came from 91 or 92.
Yeah.
And they both, and everyone said Z100.
You were a PLJ by that time.
Yeah, I was already a PLJ. People just kind of skipped that whole part.
Yeah, well, you know.
Kind of like I should have.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.